All right, and with that said, I believe Pastor Clark. Pastor Clark, I believe you're on the line, sir.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, sir, loud and clear.
Okay. Hey, Brother Morton, are you there?
I'm here.
Hey, I just want to say, church, that we are very, very thankful to have Brother Morton speaking to us tonight. He is a friend to the church in Ontario. He's no stranger. He has preached for us many, many times. Just recently, we were blessed to have Sister Morton and two of his children with us, Gentry and Elena, and they were a great, great blessing. And I just want the church to know I really have a lot of confidence in Brother Morton. He is also one of the elders of our church that oversees all that goes on here in the church and will be stepping forward if anything were to happen to me. He would step forward with Brother Torres and Brother Mantooth and some others to guide the church into direction that they would need. And so we really, really love him and appreciate him so very, very much. And so, Brother Morton, I appreciate you taking time on this Friday night to speak to us. We want you to totally take your liberty and whatever you feel to do. We want you to feel good about it, and we're anxious to hear.
Well, I just want to say greetings to Truth Church Ontario. My wife and I and our family, we really love this church and the Clark family, and it's really good to be with you tonight. We feel blessed to be part of this family and part of that church. You folks are a blessing to us and to the apostolic movement, and we're really glad to be part of all this relationship. And Brother and Sister Clark and Casey and Christy have been friends for, well, I don't say so long anymore because I'm getting older. I don't say so long. I just say close friends for a while. but we appreciate this family so much. And hello, Brother Jeff and the Minions, Huey, Dewey, Louie, and Ferger. We're so glad to know this family. And hello, Elizabeth and Adam and your little crumb crunchers and Sister Janice. And I have to say, Brother Clark, I was a little worried with Elena going down there. We so appreciate you inviting the family down there, but I'm used to sending girls out and them not coming back. And so, you know, well, I guess God loves me and sent her back to me. But anyway, and I don't know if Seth and Casey Lynn are part of this, but hello to them. Hello to them, too. We love this church. We love this family. We love you all. And my wife says hello also. I want to go to the Word tonight. I'm going to read out of Hosea 14, Hosea 14, and Daniel chapter 10. And, you know, preaching over a phone. And things are a lot different than they've ever been, and we're all having to adjust. So I hope everything is okay on your end. I'm going to read out of Hosea 14 and Daniel chapter 10 in just a moment, but I want to start by saying this. In a biblical context, there's something to understand about our words. I want to talk tonight about the spirit of what we speak. It's words and speech. It's not just the sound of vocal cords vibrating as air passes over them. That's physically what makes speech. And words, especially in a biblical context, in a spiritual environment, in a church environment, in matters of faith, in matters of truth, they're more than just their definitions. They're more than just their grammatical functions, like a verb or a noun or an adverb or whatever. I really believe, as we'll look tonight, we will see there are spirits that come with words. And I'm not just talking about, I'm not trying to make everything super spiritual, but I really believe in the context of how we're studying it tonight, that there is a spiritual nature to our words. I believe there are spiritual environments and spiritual impacts that are created by our words and by our speaking. And I'm not I'm talking about more than just our prayer time. Obviously, prayer time is a part of this. Prayer time is of utmost importance. But I'm talking about it in more than just that. I believe there's a revelation we could have tonight about the spirit of what we speak. And I don't mean just the attitude either, although that's part of it too. So let's read here. Hosea 14, chapter 2. The Bible says this, chapter 14, verse 2. Take with you words and turn to the Lord. Say unto him, take away all iniquity and receive us graciously, so will we render the calves of our lips. And what I want to point out here is the Lord is telling them, take with you words. There's something spiritual that needs to happen. There's a spiritual environment. There's a spiritual change that needs to take place. And I want you to take words and begin to make that happen. Daniel chapter 10, verse 12. And this is an angelic visit to Daniel. An angel is speaking this to Daniel. Then said he unto me, fear not, Daniel, for from the first day that thou didst set thine heart to understand and to chasten thyself before thy God, thy words were heard. And he said this, I am come for thy words. I am come for thy words. All of a sudden, literally, heaven began to move because of Daniel's words. And Michael, the angel, had to come and help Gabriel fight through the demonic forces of the prince of Persia. That's what's going on here in Daniel chapter 10 that we didn't take all the time to read. But Daniel said, your words were part of the breakthrough. Your words were part of the spiritual climate that opened a door between heaven and earth. And I want to say this. I believe that we open doors. I believe that we close doors. Especially when we're talking about spiritual things and things of truth and matters of the heart, I believe we open doors and close doors with the spirit of what we speak. I also want to read out of Romans chapter 10, Romans chapter 10 and verse 8. He said, but what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith, which we preach. And I believe that is much more than just positive thinking. I believe that faith involves positive thinking. I believe that faith involves an optimistic attitude and hopefulness and courage. I believe all that. But if we're not careful, we will dumb down faith to only positive thinking. Not that positive thinking is a negative, but faith in a biblical context is much more powerful than just positive thinking and positive speech. Faith brings in the realm of God working for us and us bringing God to us or to any situation. And he said, part of your faith, part of the operation of faith is the word that is nigh thee, which we preach. And I know that means primarily the gospel, but I believe also what we're speaking and what we're talking especially in spiritual matters, is going to create climates, and it's going to bring spirits with it. And again, I'm not trying to be spooky or over-spiritualize anything, but I believe that there are times when we are speaking certain words. Think about it. Certain prayer meetings you've probably had, or maybe when someone was preaching a certain way, how is it that all of a sudden the climate begins to change and all of a sudden people begin to believe and breakthroughs begin to happen? There are spirits that come with what we speak. And I want to think right now, Numbers 14. I'm going to read out of Numbers 14 a few verses, but I want to set this up before I read these verses. Moses has led the children of Israel out of Egypt. They have traveled for a little while. They come right up to the brink of the Jordan. The promised land is right across the river. They're just about to enter in. He sends the 12 spies, one from each tribe. The 12 spies go over. Most of us probably know the story here from Numbers 14. The spies come back. 10 of those spies, the Bible says, had an evil report. In other words, their words were creating, and the Bible used the word evil. Their words are creating an atmosphere. And here's what we've got to understand. Everything, well, not everything, but the spirit of what they were saying, they were right. There were giants in the land. There were fierce inhabitants. It was a major undertaking to go in and attempt the conquest of Canaan. It's not that they were speaking inaccurately, but they were bringing certain spirits in with their words in what they were speaking. And the Bible said it was an evil report. And then we That's know right. that Joshua and Caleb began to speak and said, hey, wait a minute. We're well able to take the country. We're well able to do this. I want you to notice there were two contending spirits that were behind the scenes that were going on, two spirit worlds contending in that moment by what they were speaking, by what was being spoken. Now I want to read Numbers 14. I'll start with verse 26. The Lord spake unto Moses and unto Aaron, saying, how long shall I bear with this evil congregation? Look at this, which murmur. In other words, their speech changed God's opinion of them, which murmur against me. I have heard the murmurings of the children of Israel, which they murmur against me. Say unto them, as truly as I live, saith the Lord. Now look at this. Verse 28, as ye have spoken in mine ears, so will I do to you. But I want to point something else out. I meant to look this scripture up and forgot to before I did. But later on, the Lord, right here, he's chastising the 10 spies for an evil report, evil speaking. But later on, he says, but Joshua and Caleb, my servants, he said, because there was a different spirit on them. How do we know they had a different spirit? God's opinion of them was totally different. Everybody else that followed the 10 spies died in the wilderness. Joshua and Caleb actually were a huge part of the conquest of Canaan. Why was that? Because they brought a spirit with their words. And the Bible says of Joshua and Caleb that because my servants, Joshua and Caleb, had a different spirit, we know their Yes. spirit was different. Because of the words that they were speaking.
That's right.
I'm telling you, there is a spirit that comes with what we speak. Amen, church. Amen.
Yes. Amen.
Now, Matthew chapter 12, Jesus spoke this. This was Jesus' words. He said, by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned. And again, I'll reiterate. This can be negative. This can be positive. We're seeing both sides of this. But I think what I'm pointing out is when we speak, something really does happen in the spirit world. Hebrews 11, I'll read from there. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the, it doesn't say the ability, although we know that, and it doesn't say the creative power, although we know that. It says the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. When God created, there was, the Bible says it was without form and void, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And when God decided to bring something out of that, bring order out of that, and bring structure out of that, and creation out of that, he spoke. And I'm telling you, I go back to Romans 10, the word is nigh thee even in thy mouth. There is a spirit, there are spirits yes. when we speak. John 1:1 yes. says, in Amen. The beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. And then here's all this spiritual, the word was in the beginning with God, before anything was, there was the word. And verse 14, he said, the word was made flesh. In other words, he took that, and some of it I don't understand at all, and I'm not trying to make a theological statement here, but whatever that immaterial word was, he wrapped it in flesh. And we know that we are the body of Christ, and we take on that word. The word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glories of the only begotten Father. Father, it is powerful to me that the word was made flesh, that the word became humanity. and worked through the agency of human flesh. It was the Word. Bible says in 2 Peter chapter 1,
Amen.
Verse 21, "For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost." God used words as part of the move of His Spirit. God used oration. He used vocal cords as part of the move of His Spirit, as part of His inspiration. He used words. The Bible has so much to say about our speech. Proverbs 18:21 says, "Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof." We can bring things, we can put to death certain things by what we speak. We can bring life to certain things. And the writer said, it's in the power of the tongue. Proverbs 10:19 says, "In the multitude of words there wanteth not sin." In other words, there's no lack of error in the multitude of words. And I hope you'll forgive me if for a moment I take a little tangent, but in this virus time, there's a lot of opinions this way or that way, and I'm not trying to put opinions in anyone's mouth, and I'm not trying to downplay anyone's opinions, but man, there's a lot of words being thrown about, and I believe there are good spirits and bad spirits that come with a lot of these words that are being thrown around in a time like this. But anyway, Proverbs chapter 12, verse 14 says, "A man shall be satisfied with good by the fruit of his mouth." Our speech brings forth certain fruit, and within fruit is the reproductive power of more fruit. There is seed in fruit. We are planting seeds when we speak, and there will be a harvest by what we speak. Proverbs 12:25 says this, "Heaviness in the heart of man." So he's talking about our inner being. He's talking about our inner man. Heaviness, sadness, depression, adversity, whatever it may be. Heaviness in the heart of man, burdens, makes it stoop. But a good word makes it glad. In other words, he's saying words can affect our spirit. And that's, again, that's good or bad. Words are going to impact our spirit. It's going to, and it's going to impact the spirit of those who hear us. In Isaiah chapter 50:4, he said, "The Lord God has given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. He wakeneth morning by morning. He waketh mine ear to hear as the learned." In other words, he's saying God will show me what I need to speak and what I need to say and when I need to say it. Not just what needs to be said, but when do I say it. But I believe that our words can create an atmosphere that makes it ready for us to say things. And James chapter 3 says this, and to me this is powerful. James chapter 3, verse 2, he said, "For in many things we offend all." But he goes on and says, "If any man offend not in word," if any man offend not in word, the same as a perfect man. Doesn't mean without flaw, but it just means grown up and whole and complete. The same as a perfect man, mature, and able also to bridle the whole body. In other words, James is saying that our speech is so powerful, it governs much else of what we do and what happens to us. And so I'm talking to us now about the spirit of what we speak. And folks, we understand that prayer is powerful, but what we say to each other is powerful. What we say about each other is powerful. What we speak into certain situations, it's all powerful. It all has a spiritual spec. When we need to think of it this way, when I'm speaking, I am creating a certain spiritual environment. When I'm speaking, I am opening doors in the spirit and I'm closing doors in the spirit. When I'm speaking, I'm inviting certain spirits and I am driving away other spirits. And that is good or bad depending on what is coming out of our mouth. And I want to say this. I want to go just a little deeper, and I'm not far from closing. I want to go just a little deeper. But I'm talking about the words that may be unheard by others within our own minds, what we speak in our own minds. And no one may ever hear those words uttered. They may never be vocalized. But what we're speaking in our minds is creating a spirit in our heart and in our mind. It's inviting certain spirits into our minds. It's opening doors in our minds to certain spirits. What we allow to be spoken to us is creating certain spirits. And God has dealt with me about, and I'm not saying that it can only be positive speech. Sometimes we need negative speech. It might be a rebuke or correction or a weakness or a flaw that needs to be righted. And it may be an uncomfortable negative speech, but it produces a positive result, which is that's a good spirit. But our thoughts and our words internally, what are we creating even in our own minds by our thought words?
Yes, yes.
If
Amen.
You please. And I'll wrap it up, and I'm sorry, Brother Clark, Brother Victor, I forgot to ask you how you want to dismiss, but I'm going to wrap it up this way. Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. Finally, brother, he said, I want to wrap this up. I'm going to wrap this up to you, Philippians. Whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, there be any praise, think on these things. Hey, Truth Church, we're creating spiritual atmospheres with what we speak. We are inviting spirits with what we speak. Let's choose care to use the right words that are going to produce the right spirits. God bless. That's it for me. I don't know how you want to end this, Brother Clark.
Brother Morton, I just want to say that we really, really appreciate the word tonight. I'm already getting texts beginning to come in from some of our people, and I just looked at one text that said, Brother Morton is walking in the Holy Ghost, and God is using him to speak to our church. And amen. I agree with that. I know that this was a little different for you, Brother Morton, and it's in a devotion type setting, but it had a great impact. I'm stirred by what you had to say tonight. And before you sign off for the morning, I'd like for us to pray just a moment and ask the Lord to touch our people. Lord, in the name of Jesus,
Lord,
I want
to come
to
you.
For
God,
all
I pray for the Spirit.
Thank you
for
the anointing,
O Lord, with
Truth Church,
you, Lord,
with
God,
the
ministry,
the
with the leaders, with the saints of God.
Unto us.
In difficult Jesus time, Lord,
name,
in God,
let
that our
solid,
words would come back, the spirits
into
that are coming against the churches everywhere.
In every
God.
Way. In Jesus.
Oh, God, the power of what
praise
we
God, praise
help
God.
Help us to get a revelation of it, Lord.
Thank
Jesus.
You, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Well, Brother Morton, thank you for speaking to us tonight, and we can't wait until the day comes that we can have you come and preach in person. So we'll look forward
Amen.
To it.
Amen. Thank
well,
you.
Well, God bless you so much. Thank you for being here tonight. And Brother Vic, I'm turning it to you.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Pastor Clark. And thank you, Brother Morton. This was so good tonight, church. And thank you once again, Brother Morton, for the good word that he gave us tonight. Brother Morton read the scripture, death and life are in the power of the tongue. Our words are so important, church. So once again, thank you, Brother Morton. We will be thinking and praying and meditating upon this good word. With that said, church, we want to remind everyone to be back on this same conference call line tomorrow at 10:15 a.m. where we will be hearing from Sister Christy Rowell. God bless all of you. Amen. Have a good night.